Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
When did buying merch at a concert become such a thing? A complicated one at that.
How do you mean? I mean, merch has been at concerts forever.
Right. But you know, like you would just walk up and you would buy a t-shirt and that would be the end of it.
Okay.
It's not like that anymore. Now, when you go to a concert, the lines are tremendously long.
Yeah.
It is so overpriced. It's incredible. And then they've got all these different options with numbers, and you feel a lot of pressure to hurry up and make a decision.
Yeah.
Because the people behind you are staring you down.
They're ready to kill.
And
right.
And the people working there have to warn you, but like, well, we only have one left in a medium.
Yeah.
Only one left in a medium.
That's the thing, right? Like, I've always experienced that. First off, I mean, I remember the lines always being long. Listen, you didn't go to a lot of Motley Crue shows, okay? But I did.
True, I did not.
1,000 years ago, mm-hmm. right? Don't go to them now. I can promise you that. Don't do that. But, I mean, the lines would be long, and that was part of the game, it felt like. They'd be like, well, we're out of that one. Well, then why is it on the wall, right? Mm-hmm. You know, or we've only got that one in this size. Well, look at me, man. That's not going to work, right? So, I don't know. They were always pricey. I buy them in the parking lot, the knockoffs.
No, that's what I do.
I love those guys that are walking around. They're like, yo.
$20.
$20.
$20.
I got it in gray or blue.
No.
I love it.
So I went to see Janet.
A nice Snoop Dogg from last year's shirt with that.
Great.
Very nice.
I went to go see Janet Jackson this past weekend. Uh-huh. And she has been on my bucket list of artists to see. And I missed her last time she was on tour.
Okay.
And it bothered me more than it should. I was like, why did I do that? You don't know if she's going to come around again.
Yeah.
You don't know when she's going to retire. You know.
Had you seen her ever before?
I've never seen Janet before.
Okay. I mean, I would have loved to have seen her too. I just didn't make it.
You didn't miss much of anything.
Is that true?
And here's the thing, is I walked in and the first thing I did was I went and I bought a sweatshirt.
I mean, why would you gotta do it after?
And so listen, I walk in
yeah.
and I go and I immediately buy the sweatshirt because I'm so excited that I'm here to see Janet, right?
Yeah.
It is $80. $80 for a sweatshirt. And at first I was like, oh no,
yeah.
no. And then I was like, you are an adult. You've been,
you got a job.
You grew up with her.
You can like, do whatever you want.
If you want the sweatshirt, buy the sweatshirt. You'll wear it every night. Like I know me, like that's how I am.
You don't want to bother yourself the rest of your life thinking about that sweatshirt you could have had.
Right. So I take the sweatshirt. I tie it around my waist. First thing they do when I go to pay, they ask for a tip. It says right on the iPad, 8%, 10%, or 12% tip.
Tell me you didn't tip.
Of course I did. When they put it in front of you like that, you feel so obligated. So I just pick the one in the middle, which is what I always do.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm walking away and I'm like, this show better be good. And now it's halfway through the show and the show is not great.
Oh.
You know, it's a little bit disappointing. And, you know, it's Janet. So she's OG and she is doing her thing.
So.
But, you know, it's not as. It's not Janet 1998, you know what I mean?
Like, I mean, we can't expect it to be, but it's still shocking and surprising when in your mind you think it's going to be.
So I came up with the 3 rules of buying merchandise at concerts because after she did a few of like my favorite songs, like when she sang again,
yeah.
She didn't sing a word. She just held the microphone out the entire time.
Are you serious?
The entire time.
That's terrible.
And the audience didn't know the words. So it was just basically the background track.
Oh, no.
So here's the 3 rules of buying merch at concerts that I have figured out from this past weekend.
1. Lay them out.
Don't buy the bootleg shirts they're selling outside the venue. They're ugly.
You should see my Snoop Dogg shirt.
I'm sure it's really ugly.
Cool.
We'll see. Number 2. Don't buy merch before the concert starts. It is up to the performer to show you that they deserve the shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll sign off on that. I think that is a very good rule.
And the truth of the matter is they're going to play songs you don't like anyway, so it's better off you go in the middle when there's no lines and you don't have all
sure.
the pressure to make a decision like at the beginning of the show, at the end of the show when everybody's clamoring over there.
Yeah.
And number 3, if it's an artist you truly love, right, then buy the sweatshirt. But if it's an artist you kind of like or they're new and they're upcoming, buy the t-shirt. And if you don't know 60% of the songs, don't buy anything at all.